Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and we're kicking off something I've been meaning to do for a long time on the show, talking about the menopause. And in studio we have Loretta Dignam from the menopausehub.ie. Good morning, Loretta, how are you?
Good morning, how are you, Trina?
So this is something that affects every single woman around the world at some point in their life, and we don't talk about it.
Absolutely. Trina, this has been a huge taboo, and one of my goals or my mission is to actually break the taboo around menopause. And yes, we, our parents, our mothers didn't talk to us about it. We hardly talk amongst our friends. And but I think that's breaking down slowly but surely.
So I suppose we're going to do a mini series on the show, and we're going to delve into different topics around the menopause over the next few weeks. So we'll start at the very beginning, I think. We're going to talk about the perimenopause today. So what is it, and at what age can we expect to experience it?
The perimenopause is the stage leading up to what's called the postmenopause. So peri means the before stage. So peri usually means that you're still having your periods. They may be starting to become irregular, but actually what's happening is that the hormones are starting to decline somewhat, and the number of eggs that you have left in your ovaries are starting to decrease, going towards the end. So the perimenopause can start any time in your 40s. Women can experience it from the beginning of their 40s all the way up to the average age of menopause, which is 51. The average length of peri and postmenopause is actually 7.4 years. So it can be very short for some women, but very long for others. And not only do the periods often start to become a little bit irregular, or they change in some way, slightly lighter, slightly heavier or whatever, but then women may start to get other symptoms which are associated with menopause.
There are a few shockers though. Some women get pregnant and they think that they're in the menopause.
Yes, I'm afraid that's true. So with those hormones that are fluctuating, the body is still releasing eggs and it is still possible to get pregnant. So women should be very careful about contraception, and you still need to use contraception up to about 2 years after your last period.
Oh, now see, there's a point that I bet you a lot of people don't realise. So you need to get for 2 long years.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, when you've had no periods for 12 months, you're officially postmenopausal. But I guess, you know, the hormones, those good old hormones, can keep fluctuating, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, I've heard one or two stories in the last while about women who they assumed that was the end, and then next thing, oh, and it could be a 20-year gap between the last child.
Absolutely. And can you imagine presenting to a doctor saying, I think I'm in the menopause, I've got these symptoms or whatever, and she does, let's do a little check.
And then you're saying, not at all, don't be so ridiculous.
And yeah, then she says, oh, good news, you're pregnant.
Wouldn't you just collapse there and then? You would. But I know it happens, so be warned. So the symptoms then, do you get the same kind of symptoms that you get in the full-blown menopause when you're perimenopause?
Firstly, every woman is different. So 80% of women will get symptoms. 40 to 45% of those will be moderate to severe. And then 20% of women get no symptoms. I often talk to women who say, oh no, I breezed through the menopause, didn't even notice. And then you have women who are literally on their knees. So everybody's different. Some of the symptoms that people would be very aware of would be the things like the hot flushes, night sweats, insomnia. Mood would be very big, actually. So whether it's bursts of anger or teary or just kind of low mood, not depressed, but just low mood. And then the other thing that people complain a lot about is brain fog, forgetfulness. So people think that they're getting early Alzheimer's. In addition to that, there can be things like UTIs, a lot of UTIs, frequency of, you know, wanting to run to the loo quickly, coughing, sneezing, laughing will have a leak. Like there's a myriad.
But I think
of
a lot of women get that after having a baby anyway, don't they as well?
They can, but it doesn't need to be like that. And it really frustrates me when I see these, you know, Tena pads being advertised and, you know, it's normal. It's not normal. So you should investigate that if you have coughing, sneezing, laughing, leakage or urgency. You should investigate that no matter what age you are, actually. Don't accept it.
What can we do then about the symptoms at the very, very beginning when you're perimenopausal? I can't even say the word perimenopausal.
Well, it depends. Personally, I hadn't even heard of the word perimenopause, and I didn't think I had any symptoms until my last period, which was a month before I was 50. And then all the hot flushes started. So then I knew, oh, my period seemed to have stopped. I have lots of hot flushes. I must be menopausal. But when I look back now and I see all the different symptoms I had a lot of UTIs. My goodness, I put on about 10-12 pounds. I had really bad dry eye. I ended up in the eye and ear three times with my dry eye. So there are the symptoms that I presented with. I had pains in my ankles and a few things like that. But what I wish I'd done, I wish I'd actually maybe started on HRT earlier. I started on HRT, but I was 3 years anti-HRT. And so therefore, really, I missed all those years of the perimenopause plus 3 years before I considered it. And that was just purely out of ignorance.
Did you think that you were stopping Mother Nature almost by taking HRT?
Well, I don't know. There were so many kind of myths in my head, you know, oh, breast cancer. And when you look at the stat, look at the data, it's much less the risk than you think. Secondly, it was, you know, it's for older women or something. And thirdly, it was like strong women can power through, which is, if you ask me, a load of nonsense. But that was in my head. And I didn't try to do any research to debunk that. When the symptoms got so bad, so after 3 years, it was relentless. I could see no end in sight. I really said, look, I really need help here. And when I got the help I needed, it transformed my life. And I was like, I'm kicking myself. I just didn't go and investigate this further.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we're chatting to Loretta Dignam from themenopausehub.ie. And we're going to be doing a mini series on the show all about the menopause, all the questions that you'd love to get answered, because everybody's experiencing this and we're just not talking about it enough. But how can we contact you, Loretta, if we want some more advice?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, we have a website, so www.themenopausehub.ie, or you can contact us on 01-210-7948, and we'll happily give you a quick chat over the phone. We can't do consultations, you know, without seeing you, but we can certainly, there's lots of information on the website and there's also lots of links to other websites where you can get better information.
Okay, this is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.